Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College Major Gifts Officer Doyle Montsmunt joins us on today's program to talk about the $2.2 million renovation of Doustra Auditorium. Doustra Auditorium has been renovated. It's been renewed. I have had a chance to see it a couple times since it's been completed, and it's completely transformed the space. First of all, let our listeners know about the journey of the past 2.5 years and how this project really came to be.
Sure. The journey began as a vision from our board of directors who were interested in doing something with Doustra Chapel, which is one of our most historic buildings on campus. It hadn't been renovated since 1982, so there was a real need for sustaining the things that are happening here on campus to do some renovations. So last December, the auditorium went offline, per se, and it started with a demo of stage doors and then the demo of all the chairs in the facilities, and then the renovation with scaffolding throughout the whole facility, and they worked pretty much from the ceiling down to the floor and with a complete renovation of Doustra Auditorium.
I mean, I just walked in there, and I'm like, wow, it looks completely different. What are those key areas that were really transformed?
Well, yes. First of all, when you walk into the auditorium, for sure, aesthetics are very pleasing. All the aesthetics took into consideration the acoustical nuances of the space. So there was a lot of energy put into creating an acoustical space for the many different groups that we have here on Central College. All the lighting and sound were replaced with some of the state-of-the-art types of equipment that is available today. New LED lighting to go right along with all of our energy savings we try to do on campus here. Of course, many people will enjoy the new seating when they come to see different activities going on in the auditorium. Also, the stage was enlarged by 13%. So we'll have a little bit larger space for some of the larger groups that we have on campus here, the multiple groups we have during our Christmas concert. And it's a facility that we hope will sustain the students for the future.
From someone in the public, they heard a lot about the athletic facility upgrades over the last several years. Why was this the time in your mind to get Doustra ready for the future and to really highlight maybe a different group of students on campus?
Sure. The arts at Central have always been very important to the curriculum here as far as being a liberal arts college. So that's one of the reasons. What really kicked off the renovation and made it possible was a gift from an alumni family who provided $1.2 million out of an estate gift that really helped us kick off the renovation. With that, along with many friends and alumni here in Pella and throughout the country, and we were able to raise the amount of money that we needed to finish the first phase.
We'll talk about the second phase in a second, but the one word I've heard described is state-of-the-art concert hall, whereas before it was called an auditorium. Why is that maybe an important distinction, especially with the new upgrades, and what are the kinds of events that you hope, on top of student enrichment experiences, that maybe you're able to bring into the space?
The upgrades in this space will certainly accommodate our students now and for into the future as they experience the beauty of the arts and performing and different levels of music here at Central. It is also our hope that we will bring in artists from across the country and also locally to perform, to enrich the musical environment here that we have to offer. And hopefully people will be encouraged to come to the auditorium, even from a region-wide basis. So.
And then we talk about phase two. This isn't done just yet. There's another big component to this project, and one that seems to want to enrich the music. Let our listeners know what's next and how they can get involved and help.
Sure. Phase two of the project will be to restore an organ that was initially installed when Doustra Chapel was built. Installed through a gift, similar to what we're looking for this organ to be. And it was removed from the space in 1983. And it's always been a dream of the board and the leaders here at Central College to restore the beauty of an organ into the space and to somewhat bring it back to some of its original historic nature.
And how can people get involved with the project if they want to help, if they want to make donations, or if they just want to learn more about Doustra and what it has to offer?
Sure. The best way to learn about what is happening with phase two of the Dowstra pipe organ is to go online at www.central.edu, go to the alumni advancement page, and you'll be able to follow those links to find out more about the organ and updates as the fundraising continues for that project. And we hope, if you are so inclined, if you'd like to be involved, we would love to have you make a contribution to that phase of the Dowstra renovation.
Contact Central College's Office of Advancement to contribute to the project. Once again, that was Major Gifts Officer Doyle Monsema talking about the Dowstra Auditorium renovation. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.